Enlighten, Acuenergetics Meditations, Volume 6, with Kevin Farrow.
The Sufi mystic Hakim Sinai wrote in the Hadika, "Better fill your heart with light than with 100,000 words. When silent, you are eloquence itself. Open your mouth and you're a rabble-rouser." All the ancient mystic schools understood that knowledge without love was useless. In the early Christian mystic Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he states, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, I am become as a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And although I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could move mountains and have not love, I am nothing." In Kabbalah, it is taught that the energy behind the creation was love. When we love, we return to the original source, because love is God. One of the most powerful of the mystic practices to open the heart to love is the ancient teaching concealed in the book of Joshua. The verses from Joshua read as follows. "And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And on the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him." The first level of meaning is a literal understanding from the text. God tells Joshua what to do in order to capture the city of Jericho. Eventually, Joshua obeyed this and took the city. The second level of meaning is as a parable. Jericho represents the heart of man. The inner meaning is that man's heart is so hard that it needs work to bring down the walls around it. This second level is acted out in the third level by its inclusion in the Jewish wedding ceremony. As a part of this ceremony, the bride circles the groom 7 times to illustrate the second principle in action. The illustration is that the hard heart of man can be opened by his love for his bride. The fourth, or real inner meaning of this story, is as a set of directions for one of the mystic practices of opening the light body. In this level, the ram's horns are the breath. Jericho is the heart or mind of God, and the walls of Jericho represent the outer centers of the Sephiroth. The Sephiroth is the system of energy centers that make up the light body. The outer centers are also known as the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Through this practice, the centers are opened up using the breath, which is directed into the centers one after another, 7 times around the tree. Variations of this practice of circumambulation are well known in Taoist and Buddhist energy practice. The purpose of this practice is to free the heart from its connection to the centers of mind and emotion, or what we commonly call the ego. To be able to practice this meditation, you will need to be able to breathe into your body and into the energy centers or sephira. The easiest way to learn this is to practice breathing energy in and out of your fingertips. On the in-breath, draw energy into your fingertips, and on the out-breath, feel the energy flow out from them. You need to feel rather than think to do this. Don't look at your fingers with your mind. Just feel them. At this stage, you can begin to practice the meditation. Drawing breath into the sephira is essentially the same as drawing breath into the fingertips. Use your feeling sense and not your thinking sense. Be relaxed and breathe gently, without tension. Just use your mind to direct the breath to each center. Other than that, your mind is not required.